Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 176, the stanzas 1 and 2. O God, to us show mercy, and bless us in thy grace. Cause thou to shine upon us the brightness of thy face. And what follows? Psalter 176, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 2, the verses 1 through 7. Luke 2, the first 7 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember Mr. Martin Outshorn, who remains in the Calgary Hospital in prayer. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy goodness and in thy providence that we and our children may come up to thy house on this special day, a day that has been set aside in many countries to remember and commemorate the birth of thy dear Son in the flesh, in the manger of Bethlehem. And then thou yet maketh a difference where there is no difference, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. There were amongst us in the land of the living this past year who have gone the way of all flesh. In the day of yesterday, then we have stood on the cemetery to bring a beloved wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, sister, and further family member to the grave. Then on these special days, then the empty places, then they are seen and experienced in a special way. Ah, may thou uphold all of them, widowers, widows, orphans, and those that have brought children and other loved ones to the cemetery. And may all the callings be sanctified. Wilt thou remember all the afflicted that could not come up to thy house in this day? The father in the hospital, and then his thought shall also multiply. And then we commend him unto thee for his body. And may it please thee that the means may be blessed, and that thou may grant healing, the calling sanctified to a soul. Bless thy word when he may listen along. Wilt thou remember all the sick, all the afflicted. Wilt thou remember the handicapped? Wilt thou remember the elderly ones in the care home and those that are bound to their home? Remember all those that could not come up to thy house in this morning hour. May it please thee to grant a blessing to all those that may listen along. And remember also those that would not. But, Lord, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou then remember us and our children when we have come up to thy house on this special day? May it please thee to make it special and unforgettable for us and our children. And then we humbly beg of thee for the work of thy Holy Spirit, because by nature, and then in our hearts there is room for everything, but there is not room for the Son of God. Thou wast looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that sought God. And then thou hast declared that there were none. They were all gone out of the way. And there were none that understood, Lord, by nature. And then we live upon this earth, although we see it daily around us, and that this one or that one is no more. But then we live here below, as if we shall remain here forever, as if this is our eternity. And it is true, Lord, thou knowest that the timely needs, they are manifold, also concerning our daily bread. But thou wast said to Martha of old, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and to that end may it please thee to work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit, that in this very hour that there may be a people among young and old. O Lord, do then a great work amongst us. In the latter days of the earth, do work from generation to generation, that in this day, that a people may be placed in their guilt and in their missing, that they may become true seekers to learn that separation which is so great and so wide, and that it can never be bridged over from our side. And yet we need to be reconciled with thee, because we cannot appear before our Maker without that precious child that was born in the manger of Bethlehem. Lord, remember thy people. Oh, bring him to the manger of Bethlehem. He was born in a dark stable. And then it is necessary by the first time and by renewal that a little light may shine in that manger. Oh, that a seeking people, that they may hear it in this very day. But unto you is born this day in the city of David Christ, which is the Savior. Ah, Lord, shalt thou then work that missing and that seeking, and shalt thou not give the fulfillment? Oh, may it be in the life of thy children, that there may be no rest outside of a saving knowledge wrought by thy Spirit in the heart of thy dear Son, who has assumed our human nature, who has remained what he was and became what he was not,
because he has remained divine, but he has assumed our flesh, and that as the Lamb of God, and that he could suffer, that he could die, and that he would shed his precious blood. And thou hast declared in thy word, when I see the blood, then will I pass over you. But Lord, and may it also be in the further exercises, that for thy children, that new light, more light, may fall upon that manger, oh, to be given to behold the pearl of great price, the Redeemer of the church, the Lord our righteousness, whose name shall be called Wonderful, a Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, and the Everlasting Father. Oh, give unto thy children, that they may be given to rejoice in that unspeakable gift, to be more thankful, to be more joyful, to be more humble, and to live more holy, oh, with those vehement desires, to need him in his threefold office, oh, on this day as prophet, that they may be instructed further. And then, Lord, it is also thy work to make room for that instruction each time by renewal, but even in the manger of Bethlehem, to behold that priestly office, because his name shall be called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins, but also to behold the King, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, who was gathering and preserving his church, ah, Lord. Then thou wast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. To that end, wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? Ah, pour out the spirit of prayer and supplication, where it seems that we live in a day, and may that become our guilt. May we be brought in the dust, that so little true prayer is sent up, and to that end so little answer comes down. But, ah, Lord, thou hast promised to never forsake the work of thine hands. Thou hast promised to remember thy Zion. Wilt thou then do it in this day? Oh, may it be in thy house, that many prayers may be sent up with the church of old. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flee away at thy presence. To that end, Lord, wilt thou work by thy Spirit, that repentance from our sins, turning unto thee, crying mightily unto the living God, because we need to be saved. And then thou granteth unto us and our children, then this precious day of grace, that we may still be given to seek and to find thee. Lord, leave and forsake us not, but remember us and our children with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit us with thy salvation, as thou wast done in the time of the birth of thy dear Son. Ah, then as Zacharias has received a visit from the angel, also Mary and Elizabeth were given to sing, to experience that communion with one another, and that communion with heaven, as Zacharias was given to sing. But then the time has come. It was the fullness of time. And then there was no devil, no one upon the earth that could hinder that work. And so thy wonderful work in gathering and preserving thy church, that shall continue until the ends of the earth. Oh, there is still a church to be gathered. May we and our children be included in that number, because what shall it be under such a precious proclamation, and then to have to go lost forever and ever? Lord, remember so us and our children, and then we commend unto thee all those that are filled with anxious thoughts. And Lord, if it was right, then we should all be filled with those anxious thoughts, because we are all traveling to a never-ending eternity, but also many filled with anxious thoughts concerning the time, sickness, infirmities, a time of waiting, crosses and burdens, Lord. Wilt thou remember all the family circles, may love abound between husband and wife, between parents and children. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation, Lord. We humbly beg of thee for the opening of thy precious word. Ah, wilt thou grant a little freedom and liberty to declare that wonderful birth, who is sufficient unto these things? Wilt thou remember all the listeners, the boys and the girls, young and old, all together? May our ears be opened, also our heart, and thy holy word, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Ah, Lord, we have to confess that our sins are great, that they are manifold. May that be impressed upon our hearts in this day, because thou wast sent thy Son not to save the whole, but to save sinners he is come. Wilt thou then be a wonder-doing God? Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 115, the stanzas 1 through 3. As pants the heart for streams of living water, so longs my soul, O living God, for thee. I thirst for thee my heart is yearning. When shall I come thy gracious face to see? And what follows, 115, the three stanzas. And today, there is only one collection, and that is an extra collection for the school. The Lord bless you and your gifts. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Luke 2, the verses 6 and 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Our text words speak of the child born in the manger of Bethlehem. With four thoughts, in the first place, the time of the manger. In the second place, the way to the manger. In the third place, the place of the manger. And in the fourth place, the Savior in the manger. The child, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the manger of Bethlehem. The time of the manger, because we read of days accomplished. The way to the manger while they were there. The place of the manger, there was no room in the inn. And the Savior in the manger, as she brought forth her firstborn son. Beloved congregation, then in this day by renewal, then we and our children are privileged to remember and commemorate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ in the manger of Bethlehem. Oh, we read in John 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Apostle Paul has written to the Corinthians, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Oh, in the manger of Bethlehem, there is declared that eternal decree, eternal love, eternal willingness. And then we would think that was such a birth that the whole world would be astonished. We could give a simple example for our boys and girls, but for all of us. If there was now a country with a king and a queen, and there was a people in that country that has committed the greatest wickedness, perhaps even have tried to murder the king. And then when the king has heard thereof, when he would send an army to that people, because they should be put to death. And then instead of coming with the sword, then he would send a messenger in the midst of that army with their newborn child. Then surely we would think for a people that has done so wickedly. And when they have seen that the king has sent his little child, that people would be so humbled, so shocked, that they would send messengers immediately to the king, and that they would confess their wrongdoing and ask for mercy, because in the way that king was willing to give his little child in the midst of that people, then it had a special purpose. And now, how is it with us, congregation? Another Advent season has nearly come to an end. Then we have heard of wonderful things in the way of promises and in the way of experience. Oh, in the Old Testament church, there was a waiting people, a seeking people. I read in Isaiah 64, verse 1, Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flee away at thy presence. Oh, are there souls amongst us that in this season, with a burden of guilt, but also with questions, with riddles, with perplexities, oh, a people that need a prophet, that need a priest, and that need a king, that you have sighed and cried, that in this season, that you may be given to behold that precious child in the manger, whose name is Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. And now, in this chapter, then it was the Lord's time. Her days were accomplished. Thus then we have already mentioned a waited for time. It was also a decreed time. The Lord shall fulfill all his counsel. And there is no one upon the earth, does not take away our responsibility, but there is no one upon the earth and no devil that could hinder the birth of the Son of God in the fullness of time. Oh, in the third place, it was a prayed for time. There was a remnant in the church that were often on their knees, that were exercised with the fulfillment of the promise. Ah, they have cried mightily unto the Lord. In the fourth place, it was the promise time. Many promises in the scriptures, it is true. The child of God also needs light to interpret those promises properly. Sometime they can misinterpret. Sometime they can take a promise too far. If we think Eve, when she has born Cain, she has said that she has received a child from the Lord. Many believe that she believed that Cain was the seed of the woman. It is true, but he was not the Messiah. Thus a praying people, oh, the angel has said to Zechariah, thy prayer is heard. Then in the fifth place, it was a dark time. For 400 years, no prophet has become so silent. The psalmist in Psalm 74, verse 9, has declared, we see not our signs, and there is none that knoweth how long. Oh, it was a time that the Romans, that they have conquered much of the known world. Also the country of Israel, that has come under the dominion of the Romans. Then it was also the favor time, of which we read in Psalm 102, verse 13. Ah, the set time, the favor time of the Lord to favor Zion, young and old. Should that not be our prayer, that it may please the Almighty God of all grace, that it may be a favor time, that he may grant a revival, that many, ah, we all need the same. As we come closer to the end of another year, it all preaches unto us that we have no continuing city. And without this child of Bethlehem, we cannot appear before our Maker. Oh, then it was the Lord's time in his divine providence. Ah, the Lord has remembered his Zion. And to that end, the Lord has made a way open. Our second thought, the way to the manger. Because boys and girls, Joseph and Mary, they had a difficulty. You know what that difficulty was? What was the difficulty of Joseph and Mary? Are their souls that have difficulties, that have riddles, that have perplexities in a spiritual way. Mary and Joseph, we could visit them. They had much to tell. They did not have to go 5 years back. Oh, Mary has received such a clear instruction concerning the conception of the Lord Jesus Christ and a confirmation. That is what the church desires, that it may be confirmed. Because then Mary, she has went to visit her cousin Elizabeth, Saul's friends. And then how must Mary begin to tell what has taken place, because it was so marvelous, so astonishing, above the human understanding? How must she now begin to tell Elizabeth what has transpired? But the Lord has taken it all over. Then Elizabeth has confirmed, even spoken same words as the angel has spoken. Oh, Mary and Elizabeth, communion with each other. And if it is right, that true communion with another, that takes place after there has been communion with heaven. So it was with Mary and with Elizabeth. And then Mary has returned to Joseph, and Joseph has also received the revelation. He was as at wit's end, but the Lord has taken it over. Fear not, Joseph. Take unto thee Mary to be thy wife, because she shall bear a son, and his name shall be called Jesus, because he has come to save his people from their sins. But boys and girls, where did Joseph and Mary now live? They lived in Nazareth, in the tribe of Zebulun. And where must the Lord Jesus Christ and now be born? Then you know it. In Bethlehem. And how must that now go? Then maybe there are children that think that is not so difficult, Joseph and Mary. Then you must make sure that you move to Bethlehem before that time. And then the child shall be born in Bethlehem according to the word of God. And then it shall all be good. Are there a few souls that have such perplexities? Believe a visit from the Lord. The Lord has spoken, and that it is becoming more and more impossible, that it seems that it can no more. And now for Joseph and Mary, still living in Nazareth, despised city. In John 1 we read, when Philip has come to Nathanael, that Nathanael said to Philip, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? And what a grace for Joseph and Mary to remain where they were, and to wait upon the Lord, and to trust in him, to let God be God. And Abraham, he could not leave it in the hands of the Lord. He has taken Hagar, but not a Joseph and a Mary. How often they must have spoken to one another, because they were people like you and me. And that they said, the time is coming close. Has the Lord forgotten to be kind? Shall I then his promise faithless find? But now a wonder doing God, because then we have heard it, that in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus. He was the second Caesar of the Roman Empire. He has reigned from B.C. 27 years before the birth of Christ, to 14 years after the birth of Christ. His original name was Julius Caesar Octavianus. Whether that name of Augustus means to be exalted, whether he has taken upon himself that name or given by the Senate, that is not so clear. Then during the reign of that Caesar, there was much prosperity. He has even said that he has found the empire of stone, and he has left much in marble. Of course, also the Caesar could take nothing along. Also in that time, because the Roman Empire, they had a special temple, a temple of Janus, that was the god of war. And when there was war, then they would daily bring sacrifices to that god, that he would grant the victory. But history tells us that there were two times that that temple was closed, because there was no war, and that was also when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, and that was one of those times. And now that Caesar, he has made a decree. Of course, the Caesar did not know about the troubles and the difficulties of Joseph and Mary. Ah, the Lord knew them perfectly. And how often they must have laid them before the Lord. And also for Joseph and Mary, it is clear from the scriptures in Matthew 2, when the wise men have come and they have inquired of the Pharisees where Christ was to be born. And then they have pointed to Micah 5, verse 2. But thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been of old. From John 7 verse 42, it is also clear that the common people had a clear knowledge where the Messiah would be born, because we read, hath not the scripture said that Christ cometh out of the seed of David and out of the town of Bethlehem where David was? But now the Caesar Augustus, it was the reason is not clear, undoubtedly for his honor. We are so proud. When we read that all the land would be taxed in the marginal notes, then that word enrolled is used. Thus the Caesar had a desire that all the known world under his dominion would be enrolled, that in due time that taxes could be imposed upon that people. Then we see also fulfilled what Father Jacob has said on his deathbed in Genesis 49, the verses 8 through 10, that the scepter would not depart till the Shiloh come. And that was taking place in these days. It is true. The land of Canaan has been conquered by the Romans, but the Caesar has left much freedom in the midst of those lands, that they may govern themselves, that in a certain sense they may still be a free people. But now it was taken place that that people would be enrolled, that in due time that they would be taxed. And in the Roman Empire, that was very strict. Then that people were called to go to a certain place. We read among the Jewish people, to the place of their forefathers. Then their persons were to be enrolled, but also all their possessions. And a falsehood was committed. Then such a family, then they would be scourged, they would be punished, all their goods confiscated, and they would become slaves. Thus the Caesar Augustus, what do you think, boys and girls, when he has made that law, when he has made that decree, was he thinking about the Lord? He did not know about Joseph and Mary. Oh, what a comfort for the Church of God, also in these dark times, that the King sitteth on the throne. And I read in Proverbs 21, verse 1, that the King's hand is, that the King's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turneth it, whithersoever he will. Ah, his name shall be called Wonderful, the Wonderful Ways of the Lord. If we had now asked Joseph and Mary, how must you now come in Bethlehem? Ah, then they did not know. Ah, when a people may trust, then they do not have to know. But then they may be given to believe that the Lord is almighty, that the Lord is infinitely wise, and that he shall work it out. Because I read, ah, what a precious thing that faith is. When the Spirit grants it unto his child, that they may be given to simply trust in the Lord. But then have we not also heard out of Lord's Day number 10, that the Lord has everything in his hand, and that the enemies cannot move without his will. Oh, the wonderful counsel of the Lord. The prophet Isaiah has declared that he knoweth the beginning from the end, and from ancient times the things which are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my good pleasure. Oh, then the great Caesar of the world of that time, then he was as a little instrument, that the Lord may fulfill all his counsel, and that a Joseph and a Mary, that they may come to Bethlehem. Oh, then it cannot be different. When that message has come to that humble dwelling, because it is clear that Joseph and Mary, that they were not so rich, when that message has come to the dwelling of Nazareth, then for a Joseph and a Mary, how the tears must have rolled, that they must have been given to be wonder, the mercy and the providence of the Lord, that they were given to see. It cannot be different, that the Lord has directed all their ways. It is true. Oh, for a Mary, it was not so easy. 80 miles in such a condition. But ah, shall the Lord then do a half work, congregation? We can know it so well with our mind. A child of God can know it, but now to be given to believe and to trust. Oh, then a Joseph and Mary, it was a journey through valleys. It was a journey over hills, but the Lord was their protector, and they have come to that city, to the town of Bethlehem, because there the Son of God must be born. When we think of that enrollment that has taken place under Cyrenius, then let us turn in unto herself. Ah, there shall also come a time that the Lord shall call us, that he shall send the angel of death. And then we are called to come with everything that we have done and that we have not done to give an account. And young and old, how is it now as we come closer to the ends of the end of another year? Are still all our sins on our account? Are we still walking on that broad way? Oh, then we can realize, we can picture it, that in the time when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, that there were people going southward, that there were people going northward. They were going to different cities. Oh, where are we traveling to? Have we left the city of destruction? And have we set our feet Zionward to that celestial city by free and sovereign grace, by the work of the Holy Spirit? Oh, is there a people that may have begun that journey toward Bethlehem? Because for Joseph and Mary, oh, Mary, she was expecting. The Holy Spirit has come upon her. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, and then we become exercised, then everything becomes so different. And now for a Mary, oh, in that secluded Nazareth. But now it is necessary that the Lord calls that people, that exercised people, who have been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit, who have become a poor sinner, that they are called to come to Bethlehem, because that church in Nazareth, they must learn that without that precious child born in the manger of Bethlehem, they cannot appear before the Lord. And oh, that way, what a valleys, what a mountains, what a fears, but also what a hopes. But they are drawn and they are directed by the Holy Spirit. Oh, are there souls, as it were, that are dwelling in Nazareth, that have experienced wonderful things? If we deceive not our soul, but the way lies further. And then it is also the work of the Spirit that leads that people further. Then it is necessary. Oh, it is true. The Lord works through mysterious and wonderful ways. But now a Mary and a Nazareth, they have come to Bethlehem. Our third thought, the place of the manger. But let us first sing of Psalter 423, the stanzas 6 and 7. Ye lovers of the Lord, to him all praise accord. Rejoice in your confession, and hate all base transgression, and what follows. 423, 6 and 7. Thank you. the child Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem. The time of the manger, the way to the manger, and now thirdly, the place of the manger, because we read in our text words that there was no room for them in the inn. Then we would think, congregation, when the Father was willing to send His only Son upon the world, the Father did not send an angel, but He sent His only begotten Son. And for a purpose so soul-saving and so God-glorifying that He would have received a hearty reception. Oh, what it must have been for Joseph and Mary under such a condition that there was no room for them in the inn. Why was that, congregation? Oh, it is true that people were also blind, much ignorance. Christ has even wept over Jerusalem in Luke 19, the verses 41 and 42, and that He said that they did not know what belonged to their peace. Then, of course, the devil, he has tried to do everything in his power for 4,000 years that mother promise and those further promises given to His church would not be fulfilled. He has tried to murder that people of Israel in Egypt. The boys cast into the Nile. Athaliah has murdered her grandchildren. Haman, in the book of Esther, has tried to do away with that people of Israel, that the promised Messiah, who would bruise the head of Satan, would not be born. And now when He would be born, and no room for them in the inn. But congregation, is it not a picture of fallen mankind upon the earth? Is it not a picture of this world, room for everything, but not room for the Lord, not room for a Son, and not room to be saved by free and sovereign grace? There was no room for them in the inn. There was no room for them in Bethlehem. But let me ask you, how is it with our hearts? Is there room for the Christ child in our hearts? Then by nature there is not. Then there is room for everything else, but not room for the Lord. Oh, what a solemn picture. And let me ask you, have we learned it in the way of experience? Have we learned in our heart that the carnal heart is enmity against the Lord? Oh, room for everything, but not room for that precious child. Oh, what a solemn text words. What a solemn words in our text words, where the Father has sent His dear Son, His only begotten Son, and then a Joseph and a Mary. Ah, oh, we would think that even in a human way, there would have been pity for Mary, that they would have said, "Ach, Mary, we make a little room for you, because we understand the condition." But that we do not read. No room in Bethlehem for Joseph and for Mary, and no room for the Christ child. Oh, when we examine our hearts concerning that room, when we consider our time, when we even consider our memory, can we not remember better the things of the world than the things of the Scripture? When we consider our desires, when we consider our conversation, we even read in Job 21, verse 14, "Depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways." But is there now a people that have learned these solemn realities? Because when the Lord begins that good work, when the Lord starts to work by His Spirit, when the Lord draws, when the Lord instructs, when the Lord shows us our awful condition in the world or in the way of religion without God, without Christ, and without hope, when the Spirit teaches us that we are a lost sinner, then there shall come a time that the church shall be given to see that they are not so different than Bethlehem. It is true in a different way, because when the Lord works by His Spirit, then sin becomes sin, and then we flee away from the things of the world. Then we follow hard after the Lord. But how does that church now try to be saved? Are there souls that understand it? Then we are so busy, it is true, on account of that love shed abroad in the heart, trying to please the Lord, not to grieve Him anymore, but in the workhouse, trying to be saved without that precious child. And when the Lord may grant light upon it, then we learn that we are not so different than Bethlehem, that there was no room for Jesus, that we have counted the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ an unclean thing, trying to be saved by the works of the law. But now blessed that people that may learn it, that may be instructed, that are brought to their wits' end, that it is written, "Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the law of God," as a guilty sinner, and not a penny to pay. Then the Spirit is making room in the heart of such a one for that precious child that is born in the manger of Bethlehem. May it please the Lord in this day for those seeking for troubled, for guilty, for burdened sins that cannot save themselves, that they may be given to glance in the manger of Bethlehem. To behold that precious child, the gift of the Father, the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God, our forethought, the Savior in the manger. And then we read, "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." The wonderful event has been declared in Luke 2 in a few simple words. It was a happening. It was an event too great to put in words, nevertheless declared in our text words and many other texts in the Bible to declare what has taken place, where in that manger, the second person of the divine Trinity, He has assumed our human nature, that He was willing to leave the house of His Father in the presence of the holy angels, the soul of the saints, that he was willing to descend so low, that he was willing to place himself under the consequences of sin, that he was willing to come. He was not asked for by mankind. We have heard from Genesis 3 verse 15 that when Adam and Eve have broken the covenant, that they have not asked the Lord for a way. No, that way to be saved by the Son of God, that is so mysterious, so much above the mind of mankind, above our understanding, but infinite wisdom. Oh, therein is declared the necessity, the blessedness of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Because if the Lord was singular, then it would be impossible for a church to be saved. And now for the Son of God, because boys and girls, was he born in a palace? Was there a beautiful crib? Oh, in your family circle, when a baby shall be born, then there is much preparation. But for the Son of God, then he was willing to be born in a stable of beasts. Then he was willing to be born in a manger. Then he was willing to be humbled so low. And what was now the reason? Oh, that his Father may be glorified, his attributes glorified and harmonized. And in the second place, that fallen sons and daughters of Adam may be saved and shall be saved, because the salvation of the church that lieth so sure, the electing love of the Father, the redeeming love of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit, and to that end, the necessity that he would assume our human nature. Oh, to understand the manger correctly, then also on this day, then the manger must be placed at the foot of the cross, because he was born in the manger of Bethlehem, that there would come a time that he would be nailed to the cross. Oh, when we consider the circumstances concerning the birth of Christ, then what a consolation for the child of God. Then in the first place, then he was not born in a palace. Oh, people of God, if he was born in a palace, oh, when the Lord works, are we not busy trying to make our evil heart into a beautiful palace and to rid of all those evil things, that our heart may become a palace, that it may be a fitting place where the Savior may be born, where the Savior may take up habitation? But now the child of God shall learn by the uncovering of the Holy Spirit that their heart shall never become a palace, that it remains a stable with all those evil beasts. Woe unto me that I have sinned. Ach, Lord, is there then a way for such a person as I am, with a heart that is only becoming worse, desperately wicked? Oh, then what a consolation. Then we read in our text words that the Lord Jesus Christ, he was born in a stable. Oh, his name has been called Jesus because he has come to save his people from their sins. He has not come to save the righteous, but sinners he has come to save. Oh, have we become a sinner? Have we become the chiefest of sinners? Have we learned that we can never save ourselves? Oh, is there such a people in my midst? And then we read in our text that he was born in a stable. Oh, then he was wrapped with those swaddling clothes. To say it reverently, then the Son of God, when he was born in the manger of Bethlehem, then he was wrapped in the original and the actual sins of His people. He has taken the sins of His church upon Him. He was willing to take those sins. He was willing to suffer. He was willing to die. Oh, then we read that He was born in that manger, and a manger that is in a stable. Then further, He was born in a dark stable. Oh, the light of the world. Ah, the child of God. We have heard on the Lord's Day evening of those three offices of Christ, and how the child of God, they learn that they are so ignorant. Oh, on such a day, then they have to beg the Lord for a little light that may fall in that manger and upon that child, ah, for the first time, but also by renewal. Oh, people of God, may it be given in this day that a little more light may fall, that we may be given to behold Him in His necessity, in His suitability, and in His preciousness. Oh, He is altogether lovely. Then already in the manger He is white and ruddy. He is the chiefest among 10,000. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Ah, there in the manger of Bethlehem, there lieth the pearl of great price. There lieth the Lord, our righteousness. There lieth our Jesus. There lieth the Christ. Oh, what precious names! There liest Him, as the prophet Isaiah has declared in Isaiah 9, verse 6. For unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Ah, there lieth the Savior of the world, who has come to save those that are lost. Ah, then He was willing to ascend from heaven and be born in that manger, in that stable, in that way, that He may merit those heavenly mansions for His church. He was born in the manger of Bethlehem, young and old. What does the birth of Christ mean unto us? Let us be honest. Let us examine our hearts closely. The Lord has given in His providence that we may commemorate once more the precious birth of that precious child in the manger of Bethlehem. Ah, the Lord is declaring unto us in this very morning hour that He has no desire in the death of the wicked, but herein, that they may turn and live. Oh, in the manger of Bethlehem, what a love of God that is expressed to the fallen children of mankind, that there is still a way to be saved, but young and old, it needs to be experienced in our heart. We must come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. And now let us examine ourselves very closely. We have mentioned a few facts concerning no room for the Christ child in the inn. Oh, how is it with us? Are we, what is the most important? Who do we love the most? How do we spend our time? Oh, it is true. When you ask that people of God concerning their faith, when you ask that people of God concerning their repentance, ah, they shall be able to speak something of it. But there can be so many riddles when you ask that people whether they are chosen. But now, whether you ask that people who they love and who their heart goes out after, who they desire to please, who they, what they desire to walk after, that answer shall be plain, although they experience so much that is amiss. Ah, they must confess that it is not as it ought to be. But we shall know what our heart goes out after, because when the Lord works, then we receive those living desires. We have sung together out of Psalm 42, as the heart panteth for the water brooks. And now the Lord, Oh, he grants those living desires, but he shall teach them that they need that child in Bethlehem. Ah, the prayer shall be born. There shall come a time, give me Jesus, else I die, because the Father has given a son, as I read in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30, that he has given for righteousness, for sanctification, and for redemption. Oh, young and old, what does the birth of Christ mean to us, my unconverted fellow travelers? What a glorious message. It is declared that there is still a way, a possibility, but it needs to be experienced, people of God. How is it now concerning that knowledge? Are there those souls that are living in that secluded and that despised? Do we not read in Psalm 83 of those hidden ones? Although when the Lord works, was the same with a mother when she is expecting. It can only be hidden for so long. But now the necessity, we must be brought to Bethlehem's manger. We must come to a saving knowledge of the Son of God. O people of God, may it please the Lord in this day that special light may fall upon that manger. Ah, then her heart shall begin to burn. May it please the Lord to grant those sweet meditations. It is written in John 3 verse 17 verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, who was able to declare the wonder of the birth of thy dear Son under such humble circumstances in that stable among the beasts in a manger, we humbly ask thee, wilt thou be the after preacher, Lord? Where there is no need for that child, and that is the picture of natural man, wilt thou work that very need today. And where thou hast begun that work, ah, may souls be indeed brought to that manger, that they may be given to behold that Savior who was come to save his people from their sins. Oh, well, thou grant thy children further instruction concerning the wonder, concerning the blessings, Lord. Oh, well, thou watch over us and our children in this day. Keep us over the unsafe roads. Remember the family circles, then by renewal, then we commend unto thee all the mourning ones. Wilt thou bring us back to thy house in this evening hour? Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter, 395, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. By all thy works thou shalt be praised, and by thy saints be blessed, to show the glory, thy glorious kingdom, and thy power shall ever be confessed. And we announce that the 2020 mission calendars are at the exit, 395, 2 through 4.
I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.